Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today, Day 8, in due season. Today's focus scripture is taken from Galatians 6:9, which reads, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." The most common questions I get via email regarding Christian weight loss issues is this: I've been eating healthy for fill in the number of weeks, but I've only lost 2 or 3 pounds. What is going on? First of all, it is easy to lose heart if the scale is your only measurement of progress. After all, weighing yourself is the worst possible measurement of fat loss, and fat loss is what you want, right? Losing water or muscle weight will hurt you in the long run, and that is what happens on the so-called quick weight loss diets. Scale weight is a combination of the weight of your bones, muscles, organs, body water, skin, other elements, and fat. What you are really after is a change in body composition, shapely muscles, and less fat. A better indication of progress regarding your body composition is how your clothes fit. Has your clothing size decreased in that time period? If you are taking measurements, a better indication of changes in body shape, are they smaller than they were? See, 5 pounds of fat takes up much more room than 5 pounds of muscle. Fat is lumpy, jiggly, and shapeless. In contrast, muscle is smooth, compact, and shapely. Muscles are the hard-working laborers of your body. Skeletal muscles, in fact, move your body around. In contrast, fat is along for the ride. I always think of fat cells as freeloaders. Actually, they will help you survive in a famine, but I don't recall a widespread famine happening in America recently. Now, let's say that you lost 5 pounds of fat, but gained 3 pounds of muscle. The scale will only say that you lost 2 pounds. But then think about this. The next time you go to the grocery store, pick up a pound of Crisco or a pound of butter to see how heavy even 1 pound of fat is. That's less freeloader weight you have to carry around. In addition, you should see how your body composition changed for the better, which would show up in the smaller clothes size or body measurement. In the Take Back Your Temple small groups, participants are strongly encouraged to take measurements rather than weigh. We also encourage them to pay attention to other signs of improvement, such as boosted energy, increased confidence, improved quality of sleep, greater mental focus, enhanced shape and muscle tone, increased muscle strength, improved flexibility, better mood control, added glow to your skin, enhanced balance and coordination, improved endurance, increased sexual enjoyment, reduced depression, increased ability to handle stress, improved circulation, clearer skin, freer breathing, increased optimism about life, improved joint discomfort, and amplified desire to tackle other life goals. All of these are signs that you are moving in the right direction. However, if you only use the scale, then you give it power to discourage you and make you want to quit. And quitting increases your odds to 100% that you won't get the body and level of health that you want. If you stay on track, all the while using the signs that we've talked about as milestones, then you are moving in the right direction. You can also have confidence that you will reach your new size in due season. Now, another word about due season. That is another thing that irks me about quick weight loss diets. They prey on the impatient. Jesus often used farming principles to teach spiritual principles. With the principles of sowing and reaping, there is a time to plant, a time to cultivate, and a time to sow. You don't just plant one day and harvest the next. And yet, quick weight loss diets and get-rich-quick schemes would have you believe otherwise. Whenever I read a diet that touts that you can lose 30 pounds in 30 days, my automatic reaction is 30 pounds of what? It is easy to manipulate the scale with water losses or gains, but that does nothing for improving your body shape or building your health. If you lost it fast, you'll gain it back faster. I speak from experience because I fell for those schemes for over 20 years. It was only when I focused on building my health and allowed my faith and patience to work together that I received permanent results. I hope the tips have helped you and will help you have heart while working on your goals. Renew your mind with today's scripture if you find yourself losing heart, and in due season, you will reap if you don't give up. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.